Howdy, partner. Welcome to Roy's.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, there he is. Frank in his hoghead suit.
Oh, yeah. Hail to the biscuit. Hail victory. We're great. We're kicking up here, doing little rocket kicks out here on the median strip at Lee Highway, just by the intersection of George Mason Drive. A lot of people smiling, honking, and waving this morning. Honk your horns nice and loud, everybody, because I'm an honorary hoghead.
Oh, there he goes. All right.
And they love Janet's little number, too, with the little piglet suit here.
Yeah, very pixie-like.
Very Sandy Duncan-like.
Yeah, she looks good.
I agree.
Except for the nose.
Whose nose?
Janet's nose.
What's wrong with Janet's nose?
The artificial nose she's wearing, not her real nose.
Oh, I forgot she's wearing a pig suit. For just a moment, I forgot that Janet was wearing a snout.
No, when she doesn't have that fake snout on, her nose is fine. I like it a lot. I
was actually comparing Janet's nose with that of Sandy Duncan's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wanted to go on Wheel of Fortune, too, Sandy Duncan.
Why is that?
She wanted to buy an eye.
Ah!
So, God, I love comedy. So, Frank.
Yes, hello.
Frank, are you done now with this?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I got a chance to go out here and display my thing, my beautiful hoghead costume uniform. And
well, unless you could tell us where to go with this, Frank, we might want to wrap it up.
I guess I'm just finished. I'm going to come back in and suit up and then look for me Sunday on TV. And if you're at the stadium, come on by and we'll have your picture taken with all the hoghets, including me, the honorary hoghead for this week. That's about it. That's the deal. I mean, I'm excited to be out here. It's a beautiful morning.
Okay, Frank.
People are loving this. People are just honking and waving.
Yeah. Okay.
Honk with your horn. We can't hear you wave. That's it, I guess.
Huh? Well, it sure does sound like a hub of excitement.
It's a laugh riot out here, I would say. I think laugh riot would be a good way to describe this.
Okay, right. Frank.
Well, thanks a lot, Don. Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks to Grandpa and Pork Shop. They have to go to their real jobs now. All right, guys, you have to dress like men for the rest of the day. However,
fine.
I can stay dressed comfortably if I so choose. All right, off we go.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike. I'm an honorary hoghead.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Put that on your tombstone. It's 10 minutes until 8 at WACA. And now for the rest of our listening audience, here is announcer of announcers, Charlie Gilbert.
This is Pig Nose Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our challenger, a computer operator from Charlestown, West Virginia. Let's say hi to Robert Watson.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, LQ and Johnny.
And now entering the studio is our returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, her two-day winning total, $76, a mailroom clerk from Southeast. Let's say hi again to Pat Levine.
Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Johnny. LQ.
Hi, and then listen, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
Well, I got a call from Las Vegas last night, and they wanted me to come out and do a show for Mike at Christmas.
Whoa! And now entering the studio is the host of Low-Budget Jeopardy. Remember,
you got the hunts for you.
Don't screw with LQ.
Stud.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, and hello, Robert. Hello, Pat.
Good morning, LQ.
Hi, don't forget, please answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game. It's LQ. Always call him Johnny.
Hello.
And here are the categories, and they are Last Night on The Simpsons.
All right.
Initially Speaking.
Yes.
Which came first?
Good one.
Name That Product.
Mm-hmm.
And All About Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 7:51. Robert, we will start with you. Pick a good one, and don't forget, you pick it too much, get infected.
Okay, LQ, I'll take The Simpsons for $1. Please.
Okay, Last Night on The Simpsons for $1. Homer entered Bart in this sports activity.
What is football?
Pat, your chance to steal.
What is miniature golf?
That's right.
You're on the board with $1, Pat Levine.
Okay, let's take The Simpsons for $2.
Homer and his neighbor had to wear these while they were cutting the grass.
What are their wives' Sunday dresses?
That's also right.
$2 for you, Pat Nixon.
Let's take the same category for $3.
Homer, Bart, and Lisa got a good laugh when a letter contained this word. Remember when they were in the kitchen?
Robert, your chance to steal.
What is...
What is bosom?
Bosom,
remember?
Pat, you're in control of the board.
And they laugh the way we like to do when their teeth come out.
Oh, the teeth go up to their eyes. It's great.
Okay, let's take which came first for one.
Okay, which came first? Jim Vance or Vivian Vance?
What is Vivian Vance?
Robert,
oh,
you're...
No, yeah, I'm sorry, that's right.
$1 for you, Pat. You're still in control.
Yeah, I hope